currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. Spring is in the air, and with that, many more people are riding bikes. It is important for bicyclists to know about proper safety when riding on a busy street.
It's very important to be aware of defensive riding. You want to always be alert for cars, as they might not be very alert to you. A lot of people texting and driving and on their phones and such. You also want to be, you know, aware of other trail users, joggers, runners, letting them know of your presence, ringing your bell when you're approaching them. As far as safety goes, the helmet is well required by law here. Having a bell on your handlebar to alert people that you're coming up behind them is a good idea. Mirrors also work pretty well, so you can see cars behind you when you do have to veer out into traffic. Typically, when people look over their shoulder to see if a car is coming, they're swerving out into traffic anyway.
It's not just bicyclists who need to know proper safety. It is also important for motorists to be aware of bicyclists.
They are sharing the road with another user group who has an equally valid right to be there. And they should be giving, especially in areas with no bike lanes, they should be giving at least 3 feet of space. And know that cyclists are, you know, they abide by the same laws or are bound by the same laws as motorists. So using, you know, being predictable with cyclists and treating them like another vehicle is important.
For more information about bike safety, go to the website below. After 36 years of public service, including 12 years as the City of Kirkland's city manager, Dave Ramsey has retired. In retirement, Dave is interested in pursuing nonprofit agency opportunities in areas such as walking, smart growth, land conservancy, and human services. We here at Currently Kirkland, along with the rest of the city, would like to wish Dave good luck in the next journey of his life. Stepping in as interim city manager will be Marilyn Beard, the current assistant city manager. A new city manager is expected to be found in the coming months. On March 26, the dedication took place at the 116th Street Bridge to honor Colin Nielsen. Colin was killed by a drunk driver while working on the I-405 Kirkland-Nichols Stage 1 widening project in June of 2007. To honor Colin's life, the Washington Transportation Commission, along with the Washington State Department of Transportation and the City of Kirkland, have renamed the I-405 bridge over 116th Street after him. A memorial plaque on the bridge was presented, as well as a DUI sign on the on-ramp to I-405 from 116th Street, allowing Colin's memory to be honored for years to come. The Washington State Department of Transportation reminds us to slow down and pay attention while driving in work zones. The Science Cafe is having its monthly session on April 12th. This month's topic is Mars, a tour of familiar and alien landscapes on the Red Planet, with special guest Dr. Joshua Banfield, a research assistant professor from the University of Washington's Department of Earth and Space Sciences. Science Cafe holds a session every second Monday of each month, featuring a new topic and special speaker. The event will take place at the Wild Rover Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Kirkland at 7 p.m. and will last approximately 1 hour. Science Cafe is a free event that is open to curious minds of all ages. For more information, visit pacside.org/sciencecafe. The latest edition of the city's newsletter, City Update, is available online. City Update is filled with information about city programs, legislative updates, and neighborhood highlights, in addition to other things going on in Kirkland. Just go to the city's website and in the search box type City Update to view the latest edition. The city has submitted its bid for the Google Fiber for Communities project and has received great feedback from the community. An informative video, along with the reasons why Google should choose Kirkland, have been sent into Google headquarters to be evaluated. Google will make a decision by the end of the year about which city they will pick as their pilot for the Fiber for Communities project. A big thank you goes out to the Kirkland residents who submitted recommendations to Google. The annexation website has updated its frequently asked questions section. For current information on the annexation occurring in Kirkland, or to submit your questions, go to the city's homepage and in the search box type annexation. The Lake Washington United Methodist Church has applied for a permit to host Tent City 4. Tent City will move onto the church property on April 24th and will remain on the property for 90 days. After the 90-day period, the church will not be allowed to host Tent City for 12 months. The city will mail property owners within 500 feet of the church a notice of application and a notice of the decision by the city's planning director regarding the permit application. For more information regarding Tent City, go to ci.kirkland.wa.us/tentcity or call 425-587-3225. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.